Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. There has been a ton of change in the world of superannuation in recent years. The super guarantee rate has steadily gone up. Then there have been changes to downsizer contributions and earning thresholds. Plus, we've seen the introduction of things like super stapling and the first home super saver scheme. Lots of S's there. There has been a lot that is abundantly clear. But there's also more to come. So in today's episode, we are going to lay out and then dig into some of the major super reforms and changes that are coming down the pipeline in the next few years, changes which are likely to impact a lot of people. And to do all that, I'm very pleased to say that for my benefit and yours, we are joined today by General Manager for Guidance and Advice at Aware Super, Peter Hogg. Peter, welcome back to Friends with Money. It's great to have you on the show again.
Oh, it's good to be back chatting with you, Tom. Yeah, I really enjoy last time. And so, yeah, good to chat again.
I always love chatting about superannuation, Peter. So there we go. Makes it nice and easy. Let's start with a major reform that's actually not too far away then, and that's superannuation on paid parental leave. Can you give us a rundown of what the policy is all about and, I guess, most importantly, who it's going to impact?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we at Aware Super were really welcoming of the change and the introduction of super guarantee on paid parental leave passed through Parliament earlier this year. And what it basically means is that when a person takes time out of the workforce to care for a child, they become eligible to receive superannuation on that government paid parental leave subsidy, which is a really good thing. We know in working with our members, 7 out of 10 primary carers are actually women. And they retire generally with a whole lot less than men. So on average, it's about 98,000 from the research that we've done. So this is another great thing that supports closing that gap. The other thing, I guess, to keep in mind, it comes into effect July 25. So it's not too far away. So that's really good news for anyone that's planning a family in the near future.
And that applies to children who are born or adopted after July 2025, right, Peter? It doesn't kind of kick in for parents after that, if that makes sense, right?
Yeah, effective from that date, as you say. So from when children born after that date. So yeah.
Well, speaking of July, I know that the super guarantee rate has increased at the start of July for the past, what is it, 2, 3, 4 years now? I've lost track. So is it going to lift again in July 2025? And I guess before we get into that, Peter, just to refresh everyone's memory, what is the super guarantee?
Yeah, so super guarantee, it's a really great concept. It's been around for a while now, as you said, that keeps going up. But really, it's the contributions that are made to your super fund by your employer whilst you're earning an income. So we spoke a little bit about paid parental leave before, but probably the easiest example is if you earn a wage, then your employer will, by law, make sure that at this point, 11.5% of your total income is paid into your superannuation, which builds and saves for your retirement. And as you mentioned before, it's been lifting over the years. And so in July 25, it lifts again to 12% of your salary, which again is really great news because it actually helps build your super and your retirement savings for you in the future. So it's a bit of forced saving for you.
Love it. And I always love to see those contributions going in when I check my super every month, which, yes, I've gotten to the habit to doing now, I think after maybe one of our chats, actually, a couple of years ago. So, yeah, good to see that. Peter, it feels like a while ago now, but I think it was in early 2023 that the federal government announced that it was looking at making changes to the tax rates paid on super balances above a certain threshold. So can you maybe, I guess, remind us what that proposed change is all about and, you know, who it might impact and, I guess, most importantly, when it might actually start to apply?
Yeah, so this is a bit more of a, it's going to be a bit complicated. Superannuation loves to be complicated and new thresholds and limits. really, this one, when the government was thinking through this, is about trying to make the system a little bit fairer and making sure they're balancing all the tax rates and concessions that apply to superannuation, because super has a whole lot of concessions that exist when you hold money in super and when you generate income from it. So this is all about effectively putting a limit to the full concessional benefits within super. And for this really applies to balances over $3 million. So it is sort of in the top end of the superannuation balance limit where most of the population don't operate within. So it is unique to sort of those high net worth amounts. And basically that's where the concessional rate of tax or the tax that we all generally will have on our super, and that's 15% on its earnings, that moves up. And obviously the government's working through the finer details of that. There's more to come on that in terms of timing and implementation. I know that they've been debating that quite heavily in Parliament recently, but it really only applies for those with balances over the $3 million mark. So for most of us, it's not one to worry too much about, but obviously depending on your circumstances, it might be one to keep an eye out for.
Absolutely. And I guess if we do see something, it's not likely to be until next year at the very earliest, or potentially after whenever the next election is, isn't it?
Absolutely. So there's usually a bit of a lag time to get across the changes and understand them and work out how that impacts you and what you might be able to do about it. And so this one we'd expect a bit of time before we'd have to do anything, particularly, that's for a smaller cohort of society. So it's not for all of us to worry about, but for those that it will impact, they will have some time to think about it.
Well, moving further into the future now then, Peter, and to something that's probably going to impact a lot more people is this topic of payday superannuation. So can you maybe explain to us again what this actually relates to, and I guess what the government is proposing to change on the payday super front?
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. And for a fund that looks after at Aware Super, we have about 1.2 million members. We're really passionate about this one. So this is making sure that, and it's not just the employers that we work with, but obviously all employers, that employees pay superannuation on the day effectively that the employee is paid, rather than on a sort of quarterly cycle, which a lot of people will notice when they look at their statements or sort of follow their super closer. So it actually closer links to you get paid, your super gets paid roughly around the same time. Now, it's called payday super. The reality is it might end up being within a couple of days. It might not be the same day. But why I think this is really important, one of the things we've worked really hard on, we continue to work on, is getting people engaged with their super. It's your money, it's your retirement savings. And so having your superannuation paid similar to the day in which you get your pay, I think will drive engagement. People go, oh, that's a bit of my money coming in and going into my super account. Again, like most things, there's a bit to work through in terms of exact timing and implementation and how it all work. It's indicative that it'll come out from 1 July 26. But we think this is a really good thing because it'll actually, it should lead to more engagement with your super because it feels more like your pay, which it absolutely 100% is today. But this will connect it nicer to what you receive in your pay, your bank account for your normal pay as well.
Absolutely. And I imagine that if people are getting their superannuation paid potentially a bit more regularly than they do at the moment, then that, with the beauty of compound interest, could potentially add a little bit to their eventual, savings come retirement, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think once we sort of understand the details a bit more, I'm sure we'll do some work to go, actually, what's the longer term benefit of something like this in terms of compound interest and the impact of that over time, which is really important. The other thing will be, of course, if people are salary sacrificing into their pay or doing those additional contributions, this sort of doubles down the benefit of that because you know that that will go into your super quicker than maybe what it does today. So there'll be the additional benefit of that. And it may actually encourage more people to do things like that because it'll be more tangible in terms of, okay, I'm making this decision today. I can see it going into my super, within a short space of time as opposed to end of the quarter. And we'll connect people more to that idea of their superannuation being their money and there's things that they can do to really build it up over time.
Excellent point. Peter, we've ticked off, I think, what, four different reforms or changes that are coming about so far already? But is there anything else, I guess, in the world of super that we haven't got to yet that is coming up on the horizon that, people might be interested in knowing about?
Yeah, look, there's probably a couple other things. Don't have any surprise legislative things necessarily coming out, though we know that the government is looking really closely at how they can support super funds and financial advisors to make advice more affordable and accessible. So there's a lot of work going on in that space, and Aware Super is certainly involved in supporting the government through that as well. But I guess a couple of big things to think about. We're all living longer on average, so we will all spend more time in retirement than potentially the previous generation did, and we expect that's probably going to play out, you know, for this next generation. So more and more people will be retired and not working and living in retirement. So sort of the funding requirements, the way to think about retirement is changing, and we think that'll continue to happen. We also know there's quite a bit of innovation and work being done by super funds like Aware Super to make help and guidance and advice more accessible, to the point I made earlier. So, you know, we've introduced things like digital advice tools and check-ins that can help members at no additional cost work through, you know, the things they can do and how they can build their super up over time, better understand how their money's invested, and, you know, build a bit more confidence about how they're tracking. So it's not just Aware Super, there's other funds doing some interesting things here as well. But innovation in help, guidance, and advice, in particular digital advice tools, has been a really important shift that's coming. So we'd encourage consumers all around the place to be looking out for that and checking in with their super fund on that. And I guess probably the other thing is retirement in itself is changing, and we're seeing that from our members. Historically, you'd work for 30-odd years and then you'd get the gold watch and then you go into retirement, whereas these days there's a lot more transitioning in towards retirement that's happening. A great example of that is maybe the career teacher, which obviously we deal with every day, that historically would have retired from their teaching career and got a caravan and maybe gone off to the sunset. Now, that certainly still does happen, but a lot more teachers are maybe going back and doing some casual work, maybe having a sort of career change and doing different things, whether that be volunteer work or a different hobby or profession. So we're seeing much more transitioning of retirement. And so the way in which consumers are retiring is different. And so the sort of help, guidance, support that's needed to really guide people through that is going to look different as well. So we think that's a really big shift that's playing out and will continue to evolve as well.
That's really interesting, Peter, and a nice little preview of things that obviously are happening from your perspective, but things that might come down the pipeline as well. Listen, you've given us an excellent job at previewing everything that we talked about already. But before we let you go, I'd love to pick your brains and perhaps get a couple of quick takeaways for, you know, everyone listening in terms of things that they could be doing right now to better manage their super or to potentially improve their situation come retirement. Do you have anything that you might be able to throw our way?
Yeah, look, I love talking about this, Tom, because often when people start to think about these things, they can feel like it's really overwhelming and the sort of big things that need to happen, and you know that can sort of as I say, be too overwhelming to even get started. But the one thing for me, the great place to start is just engaging with your superannuation. You know, whether that's, you know, opening that statement that you might have got an email or a letter about, you know, downloading the Superfund app, just to understand where you are, how you're tracking, where your money's invested, and just really better understanding superannuation and what it means and what it can do for you. Certainly from there, there's a range of different things I'd encourage people to do. And again, on the Aware Super app, once you're on there, you'll see you can access a lot of education at no additional cost, whether that be a webinar, on-demand video, or jumping into like a digital advice tool, as we spoke about before. We've got a tool called a My Retirement Planner, which allows you to have a bit of a play around in your own time, you know, after work or whenever that might be, and just go, how am I tracking? You know, what are some of the things I could be doing? And off the back of that, you can also engage with the fund on what we call a super helpful check-in, which can help guide you through those sort of tools and give you some hints and tips about what you could do next to build your retirement confidence. Of course, there's always great things you can do around additional contributions, whether that be before tax or after tax contributions. Again, dependent on your circumstances, your income rates, those sort of things, there's always great concessions available to add and boost your super. So again, encourage you to engage with your super fund on the different options you might have to really get you started.
I think that's an excellent place to leave things today then, Peter. And anyone listening, you can also go check out some of the previous episodes that we've done on those topics. I know that we've got a bunch of episodes on contributions alone, so go and have a listen to those. Peter, thank you so much for joining us again today and for covering so much ground. It's been a pleasure chatting, as it always is.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Great to chat again.
That's it for this episode of the Friends of Money podcast. But don't forget to jump on our website, moneymag.com.au, for your daily dose of financial news. Or you can go grab yourself a copy of the latest edition of Money Magazine in all good newsagents. As always, Friends of Money will be right back in your podcast feeds next week. So until then, my name is Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.